The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Eternity is a long time. What will believers do forever in eternity? Will we have jobs? Will we be in families? Will we have transportation? Hello and welcome to Grace in Focus, a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. So glad that you've joined us today for this Q&A edition. Bob Wilkin and Dave Renfro are at the broadcast desk with an interesting question about the occupations of believers in the new heaven and the new earth. Now, you will hear a lot of speculation today and maybe some sanctified imagination, so don't take it for absolute truth. And there are some clues in the Bible, but this is one of those programs that you just listen to and enjoy and think about it. The discussion will start right after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org, where you will find the Grace Evangelical Society's resources that are very helpful if you're studying free grace theology, have a question that you want answered, many, many articles, books, blogs, videos, and you can listen to this podcast again and again. So find us at faithalone.org. Now for today's discussion, Bob Wilkin and Dave Renfro.
Yeah, you got a question for us over there, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Terry wrote in. It's about what happens when we have everlasting life. In other words, he says here, when we are spending eternity with God on the new earth, what will our lives consist of?
Right off the start, it's great he's been listening to our shows. It's great that he recognizes we're not going to spend eternity in heaven, but on the new earth.
Right, and I like that.
So what else does he say?
He says, but the Bible says we will not be married in eternity, so what's that all about? And then do we have jobs and careers? Will we have homes, cars to drive? I guess to sum it up, he's asking, in eternity, in the new creation, is our life going to kind of reflect what we have now? Homes, cars, families, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a great question, Terry. I've given a sermon before on Revelation 21 and 22 on what eternity will be like. And to briefly summarize what I say in that, I suggest that we're basically going to do three things. Number one, we will work. We're told in Revelation 22, his servants shall serve him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to serve him. Now, some believers are going to rule with Christ, and that will be our primary job, maybe our only job, mm-hmm. but at least a primary job. But unfaithful believers won't be ruling with Christ, but they're still going to be serving him. It appears, and what I suggest, and we have very little evidence in Revelation 21 and 22 about any of this. All we know is the kings of the earth are going to bring their tribute to Jesus each mm-hmm. year, Revelation 21, 24, which suggests, by the way, that the nations are producing things so they can bring these to Jesus
sure.
and glorify him. We know there are streets of gold in the New Jerusalem mm-hmm. and buildings of gold. So unless all of this is the entire planet is created in advance, prefab by God, we're going to be building roads. We're going to be building buildings and things and evidently have transportation. But in terms of jobs, it seems to me the greatest plays that have ever been written will be written on the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest books, other than the Bible, of course, but uninspired books that have ever been written mm-hmm. will be written then. The greatest paintings then. The greatest sculpting then.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest creativity. The greatest vehicles for transportation. Spaceships. All that. You know, we're not told specifically about all this, but it seems to me that people will use their gifts. And what I like to suggest is there are certain jobs that will carry over into the new earth and certain ones won't. Can mm-hmm. you think of any jobs we won't have on the new earth that we have today?
Digging ditches comes to mind.
Digging ditches. All right. How about hitmen?
True.
Prostitutes? Pimps? No.
No.
How about thieves? No.
No.
Let's see. There's lots of. How about jailers? No.
Why?
We don't have any jails.
No jails?
Nobody sins.
That's right. Yeah.
How about doctors? Probably not unless they're going to be dispensing leaves from the tree of life used for the healing mm-hmm. for the nations. So there's a lot of things we won't need anymore because we're not going to have any more death. We're not going to have any more sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that will eliminate certain jobs. But on the other hand, there are lots of things that will continue over. Even your ditch digging. Isn't it possible that we will be building complexes and things that need some sort of flood control, in which case they're going to dig ditches?
That's true.
I often joke, maybe there'll be golf courses in the kingdom. Well, if so, then there's probably going to be sprinklers.
People to plant the grass.
People to plant the grass. So one thing I think we'll do is we're going to work to glorify God. And my guess is those who rule will have a primary job of ruling, but a secondary task of other things like some giftedness they have.
Sure.
And then the other people, well, they're going to help the rulers and they're going to be doing various tasks that glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're also going to, it seems to me, enjoy worship, to sing God's praises, to hear the Bible being taught. Wouldn't it be great to listen to the Apostle Paul or Abraham or David or Solomon or
in person,
you know, Peter in person?
Yeah.
Or the Lord Jesus himself,
right,
teaching the Word of God. So that's part of what we're going to do. And I think the third thing we're going to do is we're going to enjoy fellowship and recreation. Now, it's hard to prove the recreation part, because there's nothing in Revelation 21 and 22 about rugby matches or football or golf or tennis. But we have the athletic images in the New Testament. So it seems to me it's likely that just like there were athletic competitions at the time of the New Testament, so there will be athletic competitions on the New Earth. Maybe my guess. We'll probably have organized sports. Maybe someone's job would be to be a professional basketball player.
But what about power walking marathon?
Power walking is what I want to do. I'd want to try to run 400 meters or 800 meters. I remember I spoke at a church on this, and the guy said, why would you want golf on the New Earth? Wouldn't it be just terribly boring? I said, well, you know, I've quit golf because it's so frustrating. Mm-hmm. I played golf from about age 13 to about age 45, and I just got to the point where the cost wasn't justified, both the financial and the time, for all the frustration it caused me. And so I said to this guy, he was thinking golf would be like this: hole one, hole in one; hole two, hole in one;
I was
hole
thinking
three,
that too.
Hole in one. But see, that would assume there's no gravity on the New Earth. That would assume we have no physical limitations on the New
Earth.
But
it's perfect.
It is perfect.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that somehow I'm going to be able to long jump forever.
Yeah. A 10-mile long jump.
Yeah, or that I can somehow, everybody's going to be dunking the basketball. You know, I could barely dunk in this life, and I'm 6'5 and a half. If I was in eternity, and who knows if I'll be the same height, but let's say I am. Yeah, if I'm given a glorified body that's in the prime of life, regardless of what age I look like, yeah, I'll probably be able to learn to dunk and dunk well, and maybe I'll become good at basketball and I'll enjoy playing. But that's speculation. I get it. But certainly we're going to enjoy fellowship with other believers, right? Jesus says, I won't drink the fruit of the vine until I do it with you in the kingdom.
Right.
So there's going to be feasts in the kingdom. There's going to be eating. In fact, a lot of the rewards are food related.
One thing that I'm looking forward to, and it'll probably take an eternity for me to do it, is to talk to all the fascinating people over the centuries. What was living at such and such a place like,
right,
you know, and how did you come to faith in that culture? You know, not only the biblical writers, I would love to talk to all of them, but also the saints through the centuries. So many that I would love to just sit down and talk to and just get to know, but I'll have to probably learn how to play golf.
Now, Philippe Sterling and I talked about two phases of humanity on the New Earth just a couple of weeks ago. If you've been a regular follower of the show, you've heard those. We talked about marriage, and there won't be marriage of people in glorified bodies. Jesus is in the resurrection. We won't be given into marriage. If there are people in natural bodies, which Philippe and I think there will be, then they will be given into marriage. But as far as us who are glorified, Philippe suggested we might be able to live in family compounds, where we would have our former spouse, our children, children's children, all living in some sort of a compound, an area, and we would enjoy fellowship with them. And in terms of cars, my view is I believe that the creativity God has given us is part of the Imago Dei, the image of God. And so we'll be creative forever. And the stuff we're seeing happening today with the great explosion of information and knowledge and creativity and inventions, I believe that's going to continue forever. So we're going to develop greater and greater cars. Probably like Star Wars, we're going to have cars that hover a few feet off the ground.
That'd be so cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? And, you know, what was it, Back to the Future? You had a skateboard that would hover.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So a lot of those things I think we will have. And, of course, I think we will have lots of flying machines and probably spaceships and travel through wormholes or to other galaxies. So
it would be nice to explore the entire galaxy, wouldn't it?
And how about the ocean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go to the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Because they say there's all kinds of things down there. So anyhow, Terry, great question. But the bottom line is we really don't know the specifics.
Well, we just said it's speculation, really. Yeah. But it's going to be a life that I think we're going to be familiar with. It's not going to be totally alien to our own experience. But what it actually entails, the Bible is not clear about.
And one other thing I forgot to mention that relates to what you just said, David, if we go back to the Garden of Eden, there's some clues. Because if Adam and Eve had not sinned, we can extrapolate what eternity would have been like.
They would
have been fruitful. They would have multiplied. They would have filled the earth. They would have built roads and they would have built cities.
There would be
and
work.
Transportation. Yeah. And they would have worked. Even in the garden, they had work, right?
Sure.
Tend the garden, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. And they would have instructed their children. So we can expect that in eternity future, we'll be serving him in ways similar to what would have happened if Adam and Eve had not sinned, except now we're going to have people with glorified bodies. So thank you. Great question, Terry. And all of us, let's keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Next time on Grace in Focus, what did Jesus preach in the four Gospels? Was it a call for people to repent from their sins? Was Jesus' gospel different than Paul's gospel? It's a great question. We'll talk about it next time. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.